Reach for the stars. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. When Ellen Stofan was 4 years old, she saw her first rocket launch and decided that when she grew up, she would explore the universe. You really can reach for the stars, says the former chief scientist for NASA. Just be willing to put in the hard work and make it happen.
The fact that there were so few women in what I wanted to do, you know, once I realized, okay, I do want to be a scientist. I do want to grow up and understand how planets work and search for life on Mars and all those kind of things. I just always had to keep really focused on where I wanted to go. But I really just had this passion for understanding, how does this planet work? How does our solar system work? And that was really what kept me going.
As the first woman to head up the Smithsonian's prestigious Air and Space Museum, Stofan continues to promote her passion of space exploration. Having the courage to dream big is the key to expansion on any frontier, she says.
You know, the universe is an amazing, wonderful place. Our planet is an amazing, wonderful place. We live in this amazing era of discovery. Who are the innovators of today and who are the innovators of tomorrow? And especially in our area here at the Air and Space Museum, we're celebrating going from Kitty Hawk to the Sea of Tranquility, you know, really in the span of a single lifetime. But now my job is to get kids, not just kids, kids of all ages, to look upward and outward and say, you know, what's next?
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston & McKay, and the Handcammer School of Business at Baylor University.